Blog Talk Radio.
Well, alrighty. Good morning. This is Reverend B in for Amanda Dowell. Amanda will be with us shortly, and I know that she has a wonderful guest that's calling in all the way from the Emerald Isle, who'll be calling in today on this St. Patrick's Day. So bear with us. Amanda is running a little late, but we'll be with you in a moment.
Parece que fue ayer, papá. Me acuerdo cómo lloraba. No yo. Mi primer perrito. ¿Recuerdas cómo brincaba y me lamía la cara? Mi perro y yo nos volvimos grandes amigos. Casi tan buenos amigos como tú y yo, papá.
Nunca se sabe cuáles recuerdos son para siempre. Toma el tiempo y hoy sé un buen papá. Marca el 1-877-432-3411 o visítanos en www.fatherhood.com. Mensaje del Departamento de Salud y Servicios Humanos de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
As I live my life with an open heart, letting your love in. Let the trade winds blow. Let my sail fill with joy. There are oceans inside I need to explore. Waves of light and sound crash on a distant shore. The ancient is come inside my heart, where it is safe. Come inside my heart, have shelter from the storm. There's mercy and there's love inside my heart. Oh,
Beautiful version of Alleluia by Tina Brandt. And Amanda will be with us momentarily, so please do bear with us. The chat room is open, and Amanda will be on the line momentarily.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. This is Amanda Dowell. I am running a little bit late today, but I am here. So I'm going to see if my guest is on, Ruth Mooney. Ruth, are you on here? Ruth, is this you? Ruth, are you on the show?
I am indeed, Amanda.
Well, hello there. I'm sorry I'm running late, but it's just a pleasure to have you here. Welcome to Messages of Light. My ride was running a little bit late today, so I couldn't get on the computer, but I could definitely get on the phone, but I am here now. So it's a pleasure to have you. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me once again, Amanda. It's lovely to be with you, and it's Paddy's Day here in Ireland, as we know, St. Patrick's Day, so
well, happy
it's all for the celebration for us all.
Wow.
Lovely celebrations around us all here today now.
Absolutely. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what you do?
Okay, I would be what's known as a light worker. I work with angels, and I do a lot of work on clairvoyance and mediumship as well. Basically, I like to work with clarity with people. There's not much more to say about me other than the fact that I work in the psychic world for many years now and have had the pleasure of meeting many people through the time. So, as I say, I'm many years working in this one here, and would like to see if anybody would like to phone in and we get them on the road here, if you'd like.
Wonderful. Okay. Why don't you tell everyone how you first got started? You know, like what really brought you to knowing that this is the kind of work you want to do?
From a childhood, I always knew that there was something there, something different about me. It was just always one of those things that we would took for granted anybody psychic or clairvoyant or anything. We would have took very much for granted that this was just a normal thing. But years went by, we realised it wasn't so normal for us. Obviously, we were gifted, but just didn't recognise the gift.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. So what was your first encounter like?
It's from my childhood.
Yeah.
My first encounter was my grandfather that died. I was a very young child. About, I'd say I was about 6 or 7 when my grandfather died. He had mm-hmm. been sick, sadly, with cancer. I wouldn't have realised that, being a child, you know, full of play, full of laughter, busy playing with dolls. And I actually still can remember the doll that I had played music. And I was playing with her as my aunt, God rest her soul today, had came to tell us that he had passed away because we'd no telephones. And I actually just remember him being in the bedroom with me, talking with me. And I remember going out and standing there and wondering why everybody else was crying and going, why, what's wrong? Because he looked happy. He was fixed. He wasn't buckled over in pain. He wasn't crying in pain, nothing. He was just all in the right areas. And he was so happy and he was smiling. And then all of a sudden,
wow.
He vanished.
Mm-hmm.
But I would always kind of see people, but I wouldn't understand what I was seeing, but I would see different people, but I wouldn't have known what it was. I wouldn't have known I was different.
Yeah.
I think I've always been blessed in other ways as well. I really do feel that. It was understanding, of course. It took me many years to understand what was so different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as the years went on and people explained and I read more books and I kind of got deeper into it, that was when I would have realised that something wasn't quite the same with me as it would have been with other people. But it took me years to understand the difference. But I did work
very
in the medical profession as well.
Yeah. Wow.
I went on to work in the medical profession for many years. And just one day it gave me up and it just took me over and I was quite happy to move forward and get on with enjoying my life. And that's basically what I have done since. So I've been very blessed with lots of different things going on in my life, lots of different people and spiritual people that has crossed my path.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very blessed to meet the likes of yourself and other people as well along the journey, which is lovely to have as the support.
Absolutely. So out of all of the experiences that you've had, you know, like you said, you knew you were gifted, you said you had these encounters and things happen. What did you find to be the most touching thing that happened to you? Like, what thing really stood out at you? What event?
What events? There is many, many events, I have to say, that would stand out to me. But actually go with the very most recent one, which we all from time to time question so much of our own abilities here in life, don't we? I only last night just said to the angels, if you are listening to me, just show me a sign that I'm doing something right and that I'm meant to continue on the pathway. And I'm sitting here minding my own business when suddenly my telephone goes off playing music. That wasn't even on my telephone. And it's playing me music and it's playing me a song. And I just turned around and I went, well, that's a message what it is. Does it? No, maybe it's just one of those errors with the touch phones, because touch phones can do that, as you know, yeah? So I decided to question it again last night, and I went, no, it's the electrics. It's something to do with that. Give me another sign. It has to be that I'm imagining this one. And the phone done it again, but I actually had got the phone powered off when I done it again.
Mm-hmm.
And it played music. And I will actually give you the song because it could be connected to anybody, including yourself there or anybody that is listening in here. The song was the Bee Gees, Massachusetts.
Oh, wonderful. That's really cool.
Okay, so it's going all the way out to yourselves there. The Bee Gees is something I would have loved in my teen years. Trust me, the Bee Gees were cool. And absolutely loved the Bee Gees singing. And kind of when I knocked off the telephone, I asked for the other sign. The next one I got was a message to you.
Oh, wonderful.
That song, I got to get a message to you. So I think that the angels well answered my question last night. What do you think, Amanda?
I think so. I definitely think so. That's amazing.
Okay, so it's just kind of, you know, just those days that we sit there and we think and we ponder, possibly think too much as well.
Absolutely.
And
when
just,
we just go with
yeah.
our first instinct, amazing things happen.
It does, but the kind of, I still question this, although we shouldn't, I still questioned it. I meant, no, I need a better sign. And I actually would say to people, it's something that I have been saying more recently to people, to look out for the obvious signs rather than putting impossible signs out there in front of you, because so often the signs are sitting in front of us and we don't even see it. So
yeah,
when you're asking
that's very
your
true.
Angels, yeah, when you're asking your angels for a little piece of a sign out there, please remember, look at the obvious things like that, the song playing. So often the messages are right in front of us and we don't see it. It can be just hearing a song, hearing a name, hearing the one thing over and over. And so often we put out impossible goals that we want them, move that book off the shelf and open it on a certain page.
That's so
That's
true.
That's a high standard. And it's often
just
a simple little thing that can help us out so greatly in our lives. So I have said that, I was sitting there, I was just smiling, I was going, well, I liked the choice of music that they picked for me because I loved the Bee Gees.
Yes, I do too.
And it must have been just one of those things. So obviously it's a memory to somebody else just as precious as it is to me as well. And it was absolutely lovely to have heard it.
I agree. Absolutely.
And Amanda, how
well,
have
I'm,
you been,
I'm
by
just,
the way? I have not
I'm just
that.
Really, I'm doing very well. I'm just really excited to have you today. And it's just so much fun hosting with you and letting everybody just, you know, hear what you have to say and how you experienced the angels and what happened in your experience. So what we'll do is we'll take a really quick commercial break and then we'll come back and take some questions. How does that sound? Do you want to take some callers?
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay,
no
well, we have
there.
We have
yeah,
some people in the chat room who want
to
we have some people in the chat room who want to ask questions, and if you want to take callers too, the phone number is 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339. Before we go to break, though, Ruth, how do people get a hold of you if they want to talk to you?
They can get me on Facebook if they wish to speak with me. Amanda has my name, that will always. You can follow me in through Amanda's Facebook as well, if you like. I'm friends with Amanda there. And you are welcome to join me on Facebook. I'm Ruth Mooney.
Yeah. That's perfect. Okay, well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and then we will be right back. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. See you in just a minute.
This is Joe Perry and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
I'm wide awake.
Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, you are listening to WGGM Radio every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Messages of Light. My guest is Ruth Mooney, all the way from Ireland. Welcome back, Ruth.
Hello, Amanda. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm ready to take some callers. We have a question from Loving Cali Sun. They would like to know, when do you see a move for us? Holly from Seattle.
She is moving house. This is our job.
Okay. Oh, and she's Irish too, she says.
Oh, very good. She's Irish, is she? Okay, sweetheart. I'd actually say the next 2 months that she will be more focused and she'll be able to see and find a property that she wants. And I actually feel it could be a new build around us. It's not exactly old. It can be a new build.
Perfect.
And I'm going
that
to say two
really
months.
Perfect.
I'm feeling the month of May very strong around us.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually feel that she'd be quite happy. I'm not too sure whether she has anybody that can do carpentry or not around her.
Okay. Okay,
and
she's saying Holly McNally, same state. So I don't know if she does or not, but I know she's very she says her husband does carpentry work.
And I feel that he will be able to do some work on this property as well. And I do feel that There could be also a coincidence that he had also worked on this property. It could be just that little coincidence around it that he may have done some work either on that property or surrounding that area. So it's like as though they find it. It's very natural what comes to them, and I do feel that in around May, and I won't say in around May the 12th, because that's the date that has jumped out into my mind.
Perfect. Okay. She says moving will be in the same state. She's curious.
I don't see them going across bridges or other, so it seems to be within the one part, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Ruth and Holly.
But it will actually be quite a good move for them. And it's not as far as they think.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you, Ruth. Our next caller that we have is area code 916. You're on with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're good. How can we help you?
Well, since Ruth can speak to the other side, that's usually what I like best. Is I always have a lot of folks around me from the other side if she could pick out a message for me.
Okay, sir. Do you know what the very first thing that I thought of when you came in before you asked anything was a lady? I feel that you've been doing a lot of speaking with a lady that's in spirit world at the moment. For the past couple of weeks, have you been asking for prayers to be answered?
Well, yes.
Okay. And I actually feel the photograph of that lady is actually around you at the moment, if I was to be honest. It's somewhere around your settings.
It's most likely my mother.
Mm-hmm. But you also have a photograph for somewhere around you as well?
Oh, well, yeah, but I have photographs of Grandma out too, so could be either.
Okay. The message that I received that time is answered prayers are coming to you. I know kind of it's got to do with finances as well, but they do say, remember, what goes around will come around, so don't worry, it's your turn, will come next, because there's a lot to change around you. And I'm not too sure who has a J initial around you, because I've been drawing the J initial for you. I don't know whether you have John's or a name with a J initial attached to it.
Well, not in this where I am. I'm in Florida, but my son in Indiana is Jamie, and my nephew is John, so... And then there's on the other side, my brother-in-law, his name was Jack. Plus, I have a Jack for a grandson. So we got plenty of J's.
Okay, so the J kind of was, they were drawing the J for very, very good reasons. And I also get the message here that you're going to be doing a little piece of traveling as well at some point this year. So it's going to be, all is going to start to work out, and it's like though you find yourself in the right areas.
Okay.
And I've also been told to tell you that there's answered prayers coming. Your prayers have been heard, and they are answering your prayers, and they will be with you very, very shortly. And I do feel by June this year, your life will pan out very nicely again for you. There'll be a lot of healing.
Thank you.
I hope that helps.
All right, thank you. Our next person we have,
darling.
Ruth, is 01166. You're on with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Ruth. Can you hear me?
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Hello?
We can hear you. Are you still there? Go ahead, Sandra.
Okay. I was fooling around with the mic. Anyway, I wanted to see if I could get a message as to why I keep getting disconnected and how to prevent it.
Sorry, when you say disconnected to the psychic world, is it?
Well, I think it's from my source. I'm not sure exactly.
Okay. Now, the best thing I would say, when we often get disconnected from the psychic world, it can often be the angel's ways of saying that we need to deal with our own problems before we continue to heal and help other people. So if all your chakras cleared, so it could be that you have to cut ties with something, and it could be that you have to change something as well that's going on around you at the moment. Would you understand that?
Well, yeah. I actually have a court case coming up in April, and I think that's who attacked me and disconnected me. I did clear
that
it.
That can happen, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it
can happen to us, yeah. Okay, it can happen to us from time to time, but we always have to keep ourselves very well protected as well from this, because so often we do kind of, our energies go out. But what can happen to us as well, which Amanda would be fully aware of, we so often give out too much energy out there, and what will happen there to us is we're not taking back enough and we're not clearing out enough. So have you cleared down your energies and your chakras?
I did. Yeah, I did yesterday. And, I'm doing maybe not enough, to be honest, but I will do it probably every day from now on.
I'm always inclined to say, just to clear the energies down correctly, and one great tester to it is that lovely salt bath, even to use it on your hands or to use it on your feet or to throw it in if you do take a bath rather than a shower, okay? I always find that clears. Even if it's only table salt that we use, it will, and if we burn white sage around us. It would appear to me that the crown chakra is slightly blocked at the moment. So you need to clear and delete. You need to clear and delete an awful lot that's there. So it's kind of like as though you are very blocked at the moment because of all the issues going on around you.
Okay.
So I'm inclined to say to you, start working on that particular chakra. And I would always bring in Archangel Raphael for that one, if I was to be honest. I find it's the one that works the best with us. So you need to start visualizing yellows and blues around you because that also helps to clear down some of them chakras as well. And the chordae, as you well know, it can often be a pale blue color. It's almost a white color as well. That can also help you to put that across your third eye, and that can also help you to reopen some of the ear chakras as well.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good information. So thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you, Sandra. All right. We have a question in here from Suzanne. She says she's having an unusual day of communication and she's frustrated, so she needs colors, whatever the angels have available for her.
Colors? Now, do you know what, Amanda? That is a very strange thing because I don't think I have said this to you lately because we haven't been chatting in a while. Sure, we haven't, sweetheart. We must chat more often. I'm actually doing ribbons at the moment. Another medium in the UK has taught me this one. And I have to say, the ribbons are quite outstanding. Now, I have had pictures of them on the Facebook. I'm actually playing with the ribbons at the moment. And the first thing that I picked up was like a gold colour, a brown gold colour. Okay.
Oh, beautiful.
Which would tell me this person needs to be more grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they've kind of lost just a touch of their grounding at the moment. We've had a lot of full moons going on, lots of retrogrades going on there as well. And that
mm-hmm.
colour would automatically say to reground themselves. Is that person putting enough balance in just for themselves alone? And I would be inclined to say go with the gold colour, because the gold colour is also associated, as you well know, to Archangel Michael because of his sword. And the other colour I would say for her to use would be pink, because the two colours come out as one. And the pink would be also for her to use on her base chakra as well.
Okay, perfect. Perfect colours. Yeah, because I know
beautiful
her question
colors.
Here was she was having an unusual day of communication and frustration and the colours and whatever the angels had available for Suzanne. So thank you so much.
She's welcome.
All right. Our next person is area code 727. You're on with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Wonderful. How can we help you?
Yes. Wondering, Ruth, if you could give me some guidance about relocation.
Now, this relocation, is it a house, darling, a house move?
Couldn't hear you, Ruth.
Is it to with house stuff?
Yes, residential relocation.
Okay. What I pick up here is, sweetheart, that you've been searching a while there for a relocation, and I feel that you've been badly let down, okay, for an area around you. I would say to you, sweetheart, that you need to go back to where there was a first property that you looked at about 2 months ago. Does this make any sense to you? Were you let down for a property that would have been ample for you, sweetheart?
Ruth, my significant other found a property that I really was enamored with, and he didn't put a bid on it, so someone else bought the property. My daughter is graduating high school in June, and she is going to university in Switzerland. I'm in Florida, and I can relocate anywhere in the world. And at this point, my significant other has not asked me to relocate with him, even though we've been looking for properties together. So do you see me joining him, relocating elsewhere?
Yes, relocate both of you together. Will relocate, but it will be close to the property that you found a couple of months ago, and it's within that area that both of you relocate, and I feel that you get something cheaper and far better and far more modern.
Oh, so you do see us physically living together in the near future?
It appears this way because I have both of you moving together. It's like a form of a surprise the way it comes around to you. It's lovely. I have to say, I've been shown a new baby. Is there anybody in the family having a new baby?
Oh, gosh, I hope not, Ruth. Maybe it's a new beginning. I'm in my fifth and...
not necessarily yourself. I said anybody in the family.
Of course, my daughter's graduating high school, so that wouldn't be a planned pregnancy. And the only other person I can think of would be my niece, and she and her husband are just finishing graduate school and about to begin their career, so I'm not sure that would be their timing either.
Okay.
She's the only one I can think of.
I have to give it to you. I was shown a new baby. I was shown a beautiful new baby. And it's definitely a new baby. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. So, no. Do you hear
a new baby I've been shown?
Is this...
So I've been shown this new baby. So it's a little gift coming into the family. New beginnings are certainly here on the cards. And they're long awaited for both of you. With your range of cards here, it does say that the divine timing is coming into place.
Oh, beautiful.
This kind of, it's like the doll that we have had many closed doors along the way here. Can cause some frustrations, if I was to be quite honest with you. But of course, we always have to know the doors are closed for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's like the doll, this is your time, that there is a change coming. And it's like as though somebody is trying to tell you very nicely that you yourself have got frustrated with everything that you go to touch lately. That's kind of like as though it's a no-go and it's just getting to you. And you're just saying to yourself, how much more do I have to do? I feel that you're here, sweetheart. But I do feel that you relocate with that person.
Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you so much.
Okay,
Ruth.
All right,
welcome,
thank
darling.
You
it's been
too.
My privilege.
Thank you. Bless you both.
All right. Our next caller is area code 856. You're on with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. How can we help you?
I was wondering if you see a change coming for me with regards to a job change or maybe a move.
Okay. What we look here is just general. I'll actually flip a few cards here for you, if that's okay. Will I do tarot cards?
Okay.
Would you like two or three tarot cards?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I'll go with the maximum of three. Okay, you've had a lot of pressure on you recently. And you do need to recharge your batteries. You do need to take a little piece of rest because it's like as though you have two decisions to make. So it's two areas of life you need to change. And I'm picking up June takes you. And I have a funny feeling, sweetheart, in June, the journey that it takes you here is where you actually move state. Are you hoping to move state?
Yes, I am.
And I'm picking up the month of June. I also need to say to you, sweetheart, I feel that you're suffering with your stomach area.
Yeah, that would be right.
So it's like still you put all your stresses and your worries down into your stomach area?
That in the heart area, the chest.
Okay. I picked up on the stomach area is where you put a lot of pressure down on yourself. And sweetheart, are you also worried about somebody having a problem with their legs as well around you?
It might be my brother, but he doesn't live close to me, but it could be my brother.
Okay. I do feel, sweetheart, to stop worrying because everything seems to be that everything is working out in the right time here for you. You're definitely taking a move forward here as well. I'm picking that up very strong. And I'm picking up the month of June gives you exactly what you're looking for.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. So that is for career and house move as well.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Our next caller is area code 972. You're on with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, my favorite Irish angel.
Thank you. St. Patrick's Day to you.
Hi,
you
Ruth.
And
Ruth. I miss Ruth.
Hi, Audrey.
Love you too, Amanda. Well, I've been getting over a cold. There's a virus, you know, been going around. As you can hear, my voice hasn't been too pleasant. trying to get over this cold, and you know, I wanted to see. My question is this: David and I have decided to move back to Texas, but Arizona is not going to work for us, and it's been quite a ordeal to finally come to that decision that, you know, because that's where his family's from. And I was just hoping you could tell me, Ruth, what you see once we move back in May for us as a couple. What do you see happening for us, you know, once we move back?
Do you know what? You think my children would know Audrey is around because they're all full of bouncing beans. The minute Audrey is anywhere around me, my children go full of bouncing beans. Okay. Audrey, the first thing that I pick up is more security around the two of you. Okay? I pick up it actually makes the two of you much stronger in yourselves. And I actually feel that it is a very good choice by both of you.
Yeah.
And I pick up very strong, it's like new begins. I'm also seeing wedding bells and rings coming here.
Oh, how wonderful.
I'm seeing that, so I think me and Amanda are finally going to get to be those bridesmaids.
Oh, I think so too. I think we're going to go to a nice little ceremony.
Oh,
I think it's about time, Amanda, we finally got there. What do you think, darling? I'm actually picking up that Dave is going to pop this question very, very soon, and I'm picking that up very strong. I kind of get for you, it is one of the best things that you can do, although at the moment you're not seeing it that way. It's coming across to me very strong. It's one of the best things that you can do. It's very secure, and it's very, very positive. It's round to two of you. And I get the feeling that this is going to spark off something very good in career as well.
Oh, good. For him or for me or for in the career?
I'm picking up for both of you, so I wonder, is he going to take on a new career? Which one of you can teach?
Which one of us what?
Which one of you guys is going to teach?
Teaching.
Teach? Probably me. I think me. I'm more the teacher,
I have a funny feeling that you're going to teach, and I have a funny feeling that you're going to do something in like a school area. So it's around schooling that I see.
Oh.
I see a lot of security coming in here.
That's exciting.
I feel that's going to also give David more opportunities as well. And I feel that you're going to see your wish there because, I do pick up very strong. It's the best thing that can happen for both of you.
Yeah,
you're not going to be stuck for work, and you're not going to be struggling either work-wise as well. So career-wise, there's a lot to change here as well for you, Audrey. There's a lot of big changes there.
But we'll stay in Texas. Do you see us staying in Texas, though?
I do actually feel that it's worth your while. I feel here what I look at, it offers exactly what you're searching for. I know kind of it's hard for you to keep moving backwards and forwards, but I do feel that it is the turning point for you. I'm feeling it very positive. I'm not picking it up as a negative at all.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, I'm looking forward to being engaged and getting engaged too, because we have discussed going to look at rings together. Once we get there, we have discussed that.
Okay. Well, Amanda, I think it's time that we picked our outfits. What do you say?
I think so,
Amanda,
well,
because she's not getting out with this one.
I think it was perfect to have Ruth on this beautiful lucky Irish day. So I'm so blessed and lucky to have you both talk to me today and help me. So I love you both, and happy Paddy's Day. Big hugs.
Thank you very much.
Love
Audrey.
You too, Audrey.
Love you too,
Audrey.
Bye, sweetie. I'm going to listen to the rest.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is area code 618. We have one more caller, and then we're going to end the show. Area code 618, you're on with Amanda and Ruth. How can we help you?
Yes, Amanda and Ruth, hi. Happy Irish Day. I have some health issues I'm worried about. I'm supposed to see a surgeon tomorrow, and I was wondering if you could tell me something about my health.
Okay, sweetheart, I'm not really inclined to do a lot about health, if I was to be honest with you, because I do feel that the surgeon would be the one with the best options for you, okay? Mm-hmm. Would you like to give me another question?
Yes. Do you have any messages from Spirit for me today?
Okay, sweetheart. The first thing that I would say to you is I've been told to tell you that you're in for good news. Things aren't as bad as you feel that they're going to be. I feel it's a gentleman that I have up here belonging to you, father figure.
Yes.
Okay. And I also feel that there's a younger male there as well with him. Do you understand that message?
A younger man.
I feel younger male. I'm going to say 50s mark. That's the energy I'm giving, is a 50s, in his 50s. And I'm actually picking up very strong, sweetheart. I pick up very strong off of these that they're actually speaking about your health as well, if I was to be honest. and they tell me that it's not as bad as you think it is, and there's more opportunities around us, and you will have a recovery quicker.
Oh, well, thank you for that message.
That was the message that came in. Okay.
Yes.
It's just kind of, I'm always afraid of giving the wrong information on health, and that's the reason why I don't like to go too deep into it. But the message that I got, and I feel it is your father, sweetheart, and I feel that your father had a chest area problem.
You're talking about my biological father. Yes, he had a heart attack upon his death. That's
okay.
My biological father.
I don't
even know if I ever met him for sure, but I know who he is or was.
Okay. Well, he's very much with you, and he's minding you as well, sweetheart. I have to ask, do you have a Mary-sounding name around you, or Maria?
Maria?
Yes.
One of my spirit guides is Blessed Mother Mary.
Okay, same name. Okay, sweetheart. That's a name that's very, very strong and very, very connected with you as well. And I'm also told to tell you I'm worried about health issues, which I want to leave this out for everybody out there, is a guide called Sitting Bull can also help you greatly through all health issues.
What is the name?
Sitting Bull.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Okay, you can ask his permission to take sickness away. Obviously, certain things surgery has to be done for. But yes, they could actually help with that, but you must give permission for them to help you.
I understand that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the color that you bring in very strong with you is emerald green, so there's a lot of healing to come in around you as well. And I also feel that I would say to you, darling, to use Uriel around you as well. And I know that this green is very associated to Raphael, but I want to say Uriel, not Raphael, strangely enough. But I will leave that with your choice.
Could you tell me, I was wondering if you see my brother around me. His name is Ronald.
That's very Irish.
Well, I am Irish.
French Irish. Okay. That's very Irish, honey. Okay, and your brother, sweetheart, he is in spirit, yes?
He what? He's
is your
not
brother
in spirit
in yet?
Spirit? I don't know for sure. I've heard that he was, but I don't know.
Okay, I would take he is, and that's the gentleman that I pick up as the younger gentleman coming in around you here, darling.
So he is in spirit then?
I would take for granted he would be the younger gentleman that is definitely coming in.
Yes, he is younger than myself. Yes, he is younger.
Okay. And I would say possibly 50s. That's the gentleman I would have picked up on earlier. He's not your only brother, though.
No. I have two other brothers, George, who has passed away. And
we heard did George suffer with his legs before he passed? Was there a complication around veins or anything like that in his legs?
Complications.
Yeah.
Complications, yes.
Okay.
I have one brother who I believe is still alive. His name is Ted. We
so
have the
Irish
same father.
So Irish, these names. So Irish, every
yes,
one of our
he's
names.
Irish, friend. He's Irish and German.
Oh, my God. It's like speaking to one of our own. Sweetheart, yes, I do. He is still alive, or he is. I do feel, do you have communication with this particular brother? Because I do feel that communication could come.
I did have communication. We did have a small business together, yes.
Okay. And do you happen to drive a dark-colored car?
Me?
Yes.
I don't drive at all.
Oh, your brother?
My brother? No, he has a red truck. As far as I know, he still has it.
Well, as far as I know, he's have to change in his car, and I do feel that you will hear or see from him very shortly. I'm going to say within the next month to 6 weeks.
Okay.
And he has
great.
A new car. And it's
a dark car
that he has. Okay.
Okay.
It's definitely brand new that he has picked up. So your brother will be back in contact with you, and he'll be around you very shortly.
Do you see us going back into business together?
Yes, possibly could, because there is something new to spark here between the two of you. So there is that possibility that you will actually have that opportunity, yes.
Because I kept all my crystals and stones and all my business things. Everything is still here in the house.
And there will be no problem to you starting back up there and getting it back up and running, and it will take no bother to you to do that, sweetheart.
No, it won't.
That he'll be back in contact. And he's quite spiritual himself, isn't he, sweetheart?
Yes, we both are, yes.
But you're actually his leader. You do understand he depends on you to be the leader?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Okay, yes, he needs you as well, okay. We all need other people in different areas, what we do of life. Yeah, definitely, he needs you. It's definitely the leader.
Okay.
I hope that helped you, sweetheart.
Always helped me very much, Ruth. Very much.
All right.
And
thank you very much for calling in, and we'll see you again
soon. You both have a wonderful day.
Blessings. All right, Ruth, that was our last caller. Thank you for coming on, and we will have you on again.
Thank you very much for having me, Amanda. It's been an absolute privilege. And if anybody wants to contact me, they can contact me through Facebook. I'm Ruth Mooney on Facebook. I'd like to say blessings of love and light to you all. And thank you, Amanda. And we will chat again, hopefully not
blessings
too far away,
happy
but
St.
we will
Patrick's
chat
Day,
again.
Everybody, and happy Irish Day for you, Ruth. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
I'm wide awake. You too, Amanda.
I'm wide awake. Yeah. River to